The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. More storylines, more best bets for the night in sports. And it's always nice when we come on here. We've already cashed one from the morning, so courtesy of M Squared, Jack Sock. Thank you very much. Now let's bring in the stars of the show because we have no time to waste. Prop Stars and Johnny B here as usual. And Alex, I'm going to start with you because the internet, social media, it's on fire as Kevin Durant and his business manager have requested a trade. Floor is yours.
Yes, indeed, Coach. And the Suns and Heat appear to be two of the teams on Kevin Durant's wish list. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports is also reporting that Phoenix is on Durant's list of preferred destinations. The Nets do have some leverage here, though, as Durant has 4 years left on his deal. They will be looking for the best possible deal, and there will be no shortage of teams willing to unload assets for KD, according to Woj. As the Nets field offers for Durant, Woj notes that the entire roster will be available to discuss in deals. So we are looking at a wild, wild start to free agency. Several NBA teams will be scrambling to put together trade packages to acquire one of the best players of the past decades. And on Caesars, we've seen the odds, Phoenix's title odds, who appear to be the favorites right now to land Durant, jump from, I believe it was plus 1050 to plus 550 since this news broke, Coach.
Absolutely cut in half. Great storyline by you, Alex. By the way, KD, if you don't want Charles, you don't want Stephen A. coming after you, then how about you be the man on your own team? Devin Booker lives in Phoenix. Steph Curry lived in Golden State. Stop it with this stuff and clapping back. Speaking of clapping back, this man always claps back at the haters, which I love. Johnny B., give me the bullpen report.
Yeah, Coach, not much going on today, so we got a quick one. Manny Machado should be back in this series. I actually think he'll be back in tonight, so if you like the Padres, play them now. Oscar Gonzalez was scratched today for the Guardians. He's day-to-day. We'll see. Keep an eye on that injury. And Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena, they're both being evaluated for a concussion. They're both out of the lineup tonight. It'll be interesting to see how long they're out for the Astros.
All right, love the bullpen report. You know, anybody that watches this brand religiously, weather and the bullpen report, two things you cannot live without. All right, let's get into our board for the day. Light day, but we still want to sweep the board 3-0. Let's do it. Prop Stars, you're up first.
Small card in the MLB today. My model did not love a lot of picks, but I have one that I like. It is heavily juiced. That is Logan Gilbert, Seattle pitcher, over 5.5 strikeouts. I would play this up to minus 175. He's eclipsed this line in 9 of 15 starts this season. Facing an Athletics team with the 7th highest K rate versus opposing right-handed pitchers, my model has a nice edge, projected him at 6.5 strikeouts, quietly having an excellent season in Seattle, only giving up more than 3 earned runs in a single start. Certainly looks like he'll be a great pitcher for a long time. Play Logan Gilbert over 5.5 strikeouts today.
And he is the reason I played the Mariners on the run line earlier today, exactly because of what you just said. Awesome. All right, now, Johnny B., what do you got for us today, big boy?
Yeah, as I said, not much, but I do like one play. Phillies money line minus 160, 155 versus the Braves. I like the Phillies to avoid the sweep here at home behind their ace. Aaron Nola's looked like his old self again, and the Phillies have their full bullpen available. Kenley Jansen's still unavailable for the Braves, and Ian Anderson is coming off a really tough start. He should struggle again against a Phillies team that's seen him before in division play. He also has multiple walks in 7 of his last 8. I like the Phillies here.
I think the books did something really sneaky. They made this number high enough, so the run line on the Braves was just enough to make people want to jump on it when it's probably going to be a blowout. So it's very, very sneaky. All right, it's time to cash with the coach. Yesterday I was 3-0 on this show. I was 4-0 on the day. I was also 12-2 in my last 14, 26-7-1 currently. So I only have one play today, just like the boys. My model did not have very many things to choose from today. I love when people say that. Reds, Cubs over 10. Now, I don't even know where my stats are because I've done so many shows today. But I can tell you this, that Mim Squared said this morning on the morning show, the weather in Chicago, plus 40%. 40%. I'll take this all day over 10. We cashed it yesterday twice in this series. We're going to do it again today. This may be the first time that we've gone under 5 minutes. All right, take a look at the screen. We don't do recaps here on Early Edge in 5 because we have a very, very short period of time. We're here every single weekday at 4 Eastern time. But for right now, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. And by the way, 5:30 Eastern time, a very special UFC 276 episode of the Early Edge. I'll be hosting. Alex will be here. And Andrew Gombas will be here as well. We never stop. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. My entire crew, love them all. Johnny B, Prop Starts, and of course, Jeweler on the ones and the twos, always doing work. I am the coach. Tell all your friends. It doesn't matter the time, morning, afternoon. It doesn't matter the sport. It doesn't matter. We're here. We're here for you. And sometimes we do the Early Edge in 5. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.